Are you ready to wow your friends with trivia tidbits about your favourite books and authors? Join me, Jess.
And me, Rachel.
On our new Book Trivia Podcast.
Each episode, we kick off with some fun book trivia, then dive into our featured read with plenty of juicy behind-the-scenes insights.
If you love books, authors, and a side of silliness, then why not give us a listen?
Find us at booktriviapodcast.com or on Reddit, Instagram, and Substack, where we are Book Trivia Podcast.
You think you know what we're going to talk about.
And welcome back to Three Fates Decide.
It just sounds more dramatic that way.
All right, so this week we are going to be talking about...
But just when you least expect it, we changed the game.
One Will Smith slapped Chris Rock.
I mean, we always celebrated Easter.
Harry Potter, the Half-Blood Prince.
So we're going to do another free talk, freestyle thing, no planned discussion.
At the end of the day, only one thing matters. We decide.
We're going to hit the main highlights.
That is the thing, like what we were saying back in that episode.
Quick recap.
Three Fates Decide podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Three Fates Decide. My name is Liz, and I'm with my two co-hosts, Sam and Mary. Say hi.
Hello.
Hello.
And in this episode, we are going to talk about Twitter. Chances are, if you're listening to this episode, some of you, if not all of you, probably have a Twitter account or had one at some point, depending on whether or not you rage quit it ever since Elon Musk purchased it. But yeah, That is our topic.
And we're going to focus, I think, a lot on, as bad as Twitter was before, how much worse it got after Elon took over.
Okay, I guess like before we get into the nitty gritty about what's happened in the last year or so of Twitter, I guess maybe we should start off with, first off, do you guys have Twitter or do you still have Twitter or did you rage quit?
No, I still have it. I don't really post a lot on it. I use it more to look around and see because unfortunately it is a good way to get instant news and stuff like that because I feel like everyone goes on Twitter first. Usually if I hear about something, I'll run to Twitter to make sure it's real. Because I feel like the more people are talking about it, then it's most likely true.
Right.
I have it. I literally have never been on it ever since I made the account. I really don't care about Twitter one way or the other, to be perfectly honest with y'all. I mean, I think it's a cesspool of garbage mostly, and it could go away for all I care.
Yeah. Again, it has been toxic forever. I don't know how it's gotten worse now. Who knew that it could actually get worse?
Yeah, I mean, they did have some department of moderators, I think, and it just goes to show you that despite how there's been issues with it before Elon's purchase, they did actually do quite a bit of work. And it's not until they all got fired that you realize that, yeah, they actually did do a lot of work.
Oh, yeah. And again, it's such a huge platform that obviously they missed a lot because as Mary said and I said, like it was always toxic. I feel like Twitter is known for being extremely toxic, but the moderators, I'm sure, did the best that they could with the amount of people that are on that site. But yeah, since Elon fired basically the entire department because he was all about free speech, I really wish people would read the Constitution before they start pushing free speech into it. It's just, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a cesspool of toxicity. And personally, I would love to see Twitter just disband and be gone, period.
I'm shocked it hasn't yet. I really am. I am so shocked that it hasn't. I've been waiting for it to just completely collapse and implode, and it has not, which is shocking.
I think it's because there's still too many people actually using it. So I would imagine that if it got unpopular the way MySpace got unpopular, then it would mostly disappear or totally disappear.
Yeah, but again, there's certain people that like the toxicity, so I don't think it'll go away for a while. If it hasn't gone away yet, I don't think it's going away for a while, but I don't go on it often.
Sadly.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just going to be the one saying over here, it should just go away. It should just go away. I'm just like, I don't care who bought the damn thing, just shut it down at this point, you know? Just be done. Just get rid of it. It needs to go away.
Yeah.
It's nothing more than a toxic cesspool and does nothing to help anybody. Oh, well.
Yeah, I still have an account, but I barely use it as well. Like, I mostly use it to follow people. And I think I may have mentioned this in a previous episode, but I do like book reading challenges. And ages ago, I had my Twitter account linked to Goodreads, which is where I do the tracking for the reading challenges. So every once in a while, when I actually complete a book, it automatically will update the Twitter with my mini review of the book. So that's what my tweets that I technically am creating on the account actually says and shows. But otherwise, I barely use it as well.
Yeah, listen, social media as a whole is toxic.
Yes.
We've all seen it, because it's that you could be anonymous and attack somebody without any real repercussions. And I feel like people thrive in that, because it gives them this backbone that they otherwise wouldn't have, and it, which is horrible.
Keyboard warriors, as they're known.
Yeah. But for some reason, Twitter just takes the cake.
Yeah. It's even worse than other things.
Yeah.
Although TikTok has started to become that way, too.
The thing I like about TikTok is, if you start searching for other types of videos, you'll get that toxicity off your For You page.
True.
Which I like. And I guess maybe on Twitter you can do that too. But I just feel like it's a lot harder on Twitter than it is on TikTok. Because again, not that I like to get political, but at first I was watching like political TikToks and stuff. And then finally I'm like, you know what? I can't. Just started searching for types of stuff that I like. And now I see less and less of that political garbage. And where on Twitter, I feel like it's just so much harder to see that. And the thing that I hate about Twitter is, if you follow someone like a celebrity or something, and you start seeing tweets from people that they follow, and it's, if you don't agree with the things that they have in their life, I don't want to see that on my Twitter.
Yeah,
they could believe whatever they want, and it doesn't bother me as long as they don't push it on their like platform or whatever. But then you're showing me things that people that they follow that push this agenda, and I'm like, I don't know. So now I have to unfollow that person and make sure I block that type of thing. It's just annoying.
Yeah, I think that's probably why I just don't bother with Twitter, because I'm like, you know what? Screw it.
Yeah, that's like part of the reason why I don't really go on anymore. It's just annoying. Just annoying. I had found a list of changes that have happened since Mr. Musk has taken over. Mm-hmm. And I know one of the things is that hate speech has gone up like ridiculously, which is crazy.
Yeah, I guess it's, so I was hoping that it would just blow up in his face, then Twitter would just be shut down.
Yeah.
Damn it. That's not going to happen.
So I'm looking at an article that came out today on The Guardian. And as crazy as it is, it's only been 10 weeks since he took over. I feel like it's been a lifetime. It's only been 10 weeks. Like, what the heck? So since it, he actually lost the title of world's richest man because he's lost so much money. But anyway, so as soon as he took over Twitter, he fired senior executives, including the CEO, chief financial advisor, head of legal policy, trust and safety, and then 50% of the workforce immediately. And that included communications team, curation unit that held the disinformation and the human rights thing that goes on there. And that all kind of falls into his whole free speech thing, because he himself has tweeted disinformation since he took over, but whatever. Let's see. More departures followed a bizarre episode in which Musk set employees a mid-November deadline to commit to working long hours at high intensity and being extremely hardcore, or leave with 3 months severance pay. Those were their two options. I would have been like, bye. They had a massive drop in revenue as a result of advertisers and subscription setbacks. Mm-hmm. The company made 90% of its $5 billion revenue in advertising in 2021. There was an ad freeze as a result of his relaunch. And then he tried to do the premium service, which is like the blue check. And it resulted in a bunch of impersonators taking advantage to launch fake verified company accounts, because basically all you had to do was pay $8 and you could be anyone you wanted. So all of these people, or all of these like companies or whatever, all had fake accounts with blue check marks. You didn't know who was who. It was just crazy. Twitter is working with the World Federation of Advertisers, which says its membership represents 90% of global ad spending, on addressing advertisers' concerns. And they're trying to work to repair the damage that happened with this whole relaunch, as well as with the blue check, which they're hoping will get rid of the fake account problem.
Hopefully.
But what did you expect? Like, the whole point of the verified account was so that you knew who was a real celebrity or company or whatever. Like, they had to go through all these steps in order to get the blue check. And then Elon comes in and goes, oh, if you pay $8, anyone can get a blue check. What's the point? $8? Really? And now he believes that the best way to get rid of the spam accounts is verification. Well, yeah, that was the whole point in the beginning. Another thing was he reinstated all of the banned accounts, including Donald Trump, Andrew Tate, who just had a whole crap load of stuff, Jordan Peterson, Kanye West. But then he got suspended again after he tweeted an image of a swastika blending with the Star of David. I could get into Kanye right now, but I'm not going to. And then Andrew Tate, you haven't recently arrested in Romania for human trafficking and is being held 30 days while, I guess, the investigation goes on him and his brother. Human trafficking. Woohoo. But that was all about bringing them back, and all that was all about freedom of speech. And literally the hate crimes that occur on Twitter now are so astronomical. It's ridiculous. They said that the first day, the amount of times the N-word was tweeted was in the hundreds of thousands. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know.
But while he's reinstating Donald Trump and Andrew Tate, he's suspending journalists from CNN, The Washington Post, Mashable, The New York Times, saying that they breached the newly created Twitter guideline that barred users from publishing live location information that would reveal a person's location regardless if this information is publicly available.
Who knows?
He's just stupid. I hate him. Oh, there was a Twitter account, by the way, called Elon Jet that literally used to display the location of his private jet via publicly available information. And when he took over, at first he was like, oh, I'm going to show freedom of speech or whatever by not suspending at Elon Jet. Yeah, he suspended them. And as a result of his horrible run of Twitter, Tesla has been losing money like crazy. And I know people who own Teslas that said when they buy another electric car, they're not going to get Teslas. First of all, now there's more electric cars available than there was before, so it makes sense, and they're probably cheaper than Tesla.
Yeah.
But let's see. In 2022, Tesla shares declined in value by 70% to $123. Some of this is Tesla specific, such as slowing demand and fears over COVID shutdowns at its Chinese factories. But Musk's repeated sales of Tesla stock fund his Twitter purchase, despite saying in April that he had no more plan. Plus, concerns that he is focusing too much on the social media platform have also rattled investors. So he was selling Tesla shares to pay for Twitter, and Twitter's going down the tubes.
Mm-hmm.
On December 20th, he sent a post basically asking, should he step down from Twitter? He sent a poll out and he said that he would abide by the results of the poll. 57% said yes. So he then said that he would resign the CEO of Twitter as soon as he finds someone foolish enough to take the job. But I did hear somewhere, and I don't know if it's true, that his investors at Tesla told him that if he doesn't resign as CEO of Twitter, they were going to walk. So he was already planning on resigning. He put the poll up to try and make people feel better. That's, again, I don't know if that's true.
Yeah.
So those are all the crazy things that have happened since he took over Twitter, which is just bananas. The one good thing, though, is that some people that were banned previously decided not to come back. I'm not going to go into who, because, again, we don't talk about that kind of stuff. But
yeah.
But yeah, that's all I have. Did you have anything?
Not really.
Did I take all your key points, Mary? I'm sorry.
No, I really had no key points, to be perfectly honest with you.
Oh, okay.
I think that, like, as long as there's still people actively using the platform and they hadn't been completely lost all their revenue, then it's going to keep running. Who knows?
And again, not that we like to get political, but I feel like Elon did this as a political game, because he announced right before he took over that he was switching parties and was now going to be considered Republican because he feels that Democrats are the evil ones and not the Republicans. And then he's talking all about free speech and making comments about Hunter Biden's laptop constantly. And then he goes to the World Cup, which is in
Qatar.
Thank you. Which is some of Twitter's new investors are from there, which, I mean, is fine. But he was there with freaking Trump's son-in-law. So obviously he started rubbing elbows with the heads of the Republican Party and while taking over this. I feel like he was trying to do this for more of a political gain than just burning money. That's just my opinion. It was a private company. He bought it fair and square. If that's what he wants to do, it's now his company. He can do whatever the heck he wants. If that's what he wants it to be, he wants it to be more of a conservative Republican type of site, then that's fine. But don't sit there and cry because advertisers are leaving that don't agree or people are leaving. He sits there and basically says how people are ridiculous and makes all these comments because people are leaving or advertisers are leaving. But if they don't agree with you, why are they going to stay? Especially with the amount of hate that you've now allowed on this site. Whatever your political views are, I've never cared what someone's political views are. You could believe in whatever you want. That's the beauty of the United States, is that it's a free country. You can believe what you want. It's when you take, I feel, and again, I could totally be wrong, but I just feel like the way he took it over and what has happened, what he has posted, who he's been with and all that stuff since, is telling me he's using it as a political push. That's just me.
Yeah, I wouldn't be too surprised either. It's like the way he runs the company, granted he hasn't technically owned the company for like super long time, but just based off of what he's done thus far, you claim all these things that you're intending, like we already said in this episode, is that it's just gotten worse. It really has. How much longer will people put up with it? For the time being, there's still plenty of users, like I said before. They may have lost some users, but it's not like a massive exodus where it's no longer possible. Popular, because we've seen other, not just social media platforms, but different websites and things that suddenly get popular and then they go public or they get purchased by a bigger company and in essence becoming a subsidiary. And some of them do continue to be successful and others basically crash and burn later. Because the thing with the internet is that there's always trends, what's popular and what's not popular. So like I mentioned earlier, look at MySpace. Once upon a time, all of us over a certain age had a MySpace account.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, I had a MySpace account when I was a teenager, too. Remember, like, the top 8 spots?
Yes.
All of us had Tom as a friend.
In the beginning, Tom had to be number 1. You couldn't change it.
Right.
And then finally, you were able to move Tom out of your top 8, which was like the best thing ever. And like, if you got into a fight with your friend, oh, that's it. You're out of the number 1 spot.
But anyway, the real point, though, was that MySpace eventually stopped being popular because then you had things like Facebook take over the popularity thing with social media. So it's hard to say like how Twitter is going to end up being over the next year, but we'll certainly find out soon enough.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what will happen. Is he really going to step down as CEO? He says he will, but will he really? I don't recall where I saw it, but I do remember seeing something where he was being pressured to no longer be the CEO of Twitter. And regardless, he's always going to own it until someone else buys it. At this point, why? But so he'll be the owner, but he won't be the CEO.
Right.
I'm interested to see. Number one, will it happen? Who will do it? And will he allow them to change it for the better? Because it always needed to be changed, even before he took it over, because it was a toxic cesspool. I don't know if you're ever going to get it to where it's not, unless you start banning everybody. I don't know why. Like, why do people go on Twitter just to, like, spread destruction and hatred? What is it about that site that just brings the haters? Again, every social media platform has it, but Twitter is hatred on steroids.
Because it's very easy and quick to just tweet whatever you want to say, and you have it out there very quickly.
It's crazy. I don't get it. But he did go through the mill trying to get Twitter. If you recall, there was a lot of back and forth. He started investing in Twitter last January. So this has been a year, and he's only owned it for 10 weeks. Because if you remember, he was going to buy it, and then he backed out, and then there was possible lawsuits and all that stuff, because it was all about bots. He wanted the list of, like, bots or something. And, it was crazy, like, hearing about it, but he eventually bought it. Let me see.
That wasn't that long ago. Like you said, 10 weeks.
I want to say he bought it for like $44 billion or something like that, or some ludicrous amount.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Yeah. $44 billion. You're right. The proposal will complete the deal at Musk's original offer price of $54.20 a share and the total cost of roughly $44 billion. Why would you spend all that money on a stupid social media site?
Because he has more money than he knows what to do with.
Yeah. And look what happened. He was the richest man in the world and now he's not. Serves you right.
I didn't think he was. I thought that was been Bezos.
He had surpassed Bezos at one point, and now he's back under him.
Hey. Yeah, because like space companies like SpaceX has been doing pretty well, and Tesla and other subsidiaries that he owns.
And SpaceX, he had to step back from that too, but that was for a different reason. They were saying he inappropriately touched or made advances to the female employees or something.
Maybe, I don't remember.
Basically, he's a crappy human being.
Yeah, anybody who's paid attention to anything he does or says already knew that.
Mm-hmm. I need to know now. Now I'm just intrigued.
Yeah, he's one of those rich guys who seems to think that just because he actually is making money, that he's some kind of business genius when, let's be honest, it's really your employees working under you, working hard every single day. They are the ones who are actually doing the everyday work to make you money. He basically grew up with money because I think his dad was the one who really started earning a lot of money. And then he inherited, I don't know if it's like a trust fund or whatever, but he was able to get access to some of his dad's money and he was able to do all sorts of stuff with that money.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Apparently he's lost the most money in history, $200 billion. He's lost the most in the history of the world. Congratulations.
That's an achievement.
Sexual harassment, that's what he was, that's what it is. Sexual harassment, he denies it, but it says that SpaceX paid the women over the claims. Why are you paying them if you didn't do anything? Just saying.
Listen, if you really didn't do anything, you could easily sue them for libel, and then they would immediately back off if it was not true. That's why, folks, whenever you hear about celebrities or companies paying off people accusing said person or said company of things, you should start to wonder why exactly are they paying them off? Because like I said, if you really didn't do anything, then you know what? You could just straight up go to court and be like, listen, I got more money than you, Mr. Ms. Accuser, and we're going to fight this out in court if you really didn't do anything or had nothing to do with any whatever the accusation is.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, basically the moral of the story is Twitter's always been horrible, will always be horrible, but somehow got even more horrible over the last 10 weeks.
Yeah, we're not sure how.
Yeah, didn't know that was possible, but
it's very puzzling.
As a result, Twitter, Tesla, SpaceX have all lost money, and Elon, and I just learned this, has lost the most money in the history of money at $200 billion.
Which honestly is a real shame for all those hardworking employees of his.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
You think about, especially in the last couple of years in the news, all these great things like SpaceX has been doing, all those people working really hard to really make that company one of those pioneers in space technology, engineering. And there's been partnerships with NASA being discussed over future missions and things. Real, really amazing stuff. And also from a business standpoint, a lot of potential to really make the company bigger and keep growing. And you have this nonsense going on.
Yeah, besides Twitter, though, I don't know what other social media I want to get rid of, because again, like, social media is positive for certain things, but you got those keyboard warriors, man, who just, they see something that they don't like and
yeah,
they just start typing away without thinking.
Yeah. I don't know about you guys, but I don't have too many social media accounts just in general, because I realized we're all of a certain age and we are really the ones who seriously grew up with social media in the sense that it started becoming a really big thing when we were teenagers and it's exploded to what it's gotten to now. So we're among the last generation of people who didn't entirely grow up with social media. Some of the Gen Z kids are. So during all that time, I'm a blogger type of person. So things like Twitter was entertaining to fiddle around with. And I mostly keep it just to follow people. But yeah, things like Twitter are not really things that I would honestly prefer using. That's why, even though I haven't written much on Tumblr in the last couple of months or so, I still periodically will write stuff on there, and I would rather use something like Tumblr or some other blogging site as my thing.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else miss the good old days of the AOL chat rooms?
I didn't use those chat rooms. I used AIM, though. But even with AIM, you still had to invite people.
Yeah.
So it was like a private chat room.
I did AIM after AOL when I was like in college. I did more AIM because you didn't have to be on AOL anymore for everything. But man, I miss those AOL chat rooms. ASL.
Now, I miss the Yahoo chat rooms.
Oh, yeah. Yahoo had some good ones, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also missed Yahoo groups.
I didn't really miss those as much.
I liked Yahoo groups because when I was in high school, that was when I discovered what fanfics were, and I started actively doing them for a certain anime fandom that I used to be a really huge fan of. And I don't talk to most of them anymore, unfortunately, because, you know, over time you lose track of people. But I made some pretty good friends on there. They were also fanfic writers because those were the groups I joined. And I became pretty good friends with them. And I really started developing some of my fiction writing skills, because what we would do is we would all share chapters of a story that we're working on. And everybody in the group would like email back their comments and feedback and whatever. So it was really like being in a writer's group, honestly. It was great. I miss that.
Yeah, I used to go. Oh God, I was a big like NSYNC fan. I used to go into Backstreet Boys comp chat rooms and be like, "Backstreet Boys stinks. NSYNC rules." See, look, it was toxic even back then. Got people fighting over boy bands.
Yeah, we were all stupid teenagers and college students once upon a time.
I was like middle school. This was like when the internet first started. We had the dial-up internet.
Oh, God, don't remind me dial-up. God, don't remind me of dial-up. It hasn't been that long ago since I got rid of dial-up.
Oh, it's just so funny. And again, I'm going to age myself here, but kids today don't understand how like horrific it was. It took forever to get on. And God forbid someone picked up the phone.
Yeah.
And you got disconnected. Oh,
yeah.
See, my parents, though, were good. They got a separate line just for the computer. So, like, we didn't have to worry after a while because they started getting ticked off at each other for picking up. But, yeah.
No, what we did was my parents basically had to warn people that, oh, after a certain time every day, if you want to reach us, you have to call our cell phones because Elizabeth is going to be using the dial-up. Because to be fair, by the time we started actually getting the internet in our house, I was in high school at that point, and that was when I had to start actually doing internet research as well as still going to the library to do reports and stuff, and you have to research things. So I did have a legit reason to need to use the internet at night. But hey, I also had my fun.
There you go. Wow, Twitter was only founded in 2006.
Yeah.
For something that was founded not that long ago, it really became a cesspool.
Dumpster fire?
Yeah, something.
Yeah. And I think I've said this a million times, social media platform has that toxicity. Like, you see it all the time. As you mentioned, Mary, TikTok is very toxic, but I feel like you can get away from that toxicity if you search for certain videos. Eventually, your For You page will just be happy videos if you wanted it to be.
Basically.
I feel like MySpace was like the first social media thing, and then Facebook came, and I miss the days that Facebook was just for college students. I really do.
Oh, yeah, I do, too.
It's... Facebook, the thing I started liking about Facebook, and I actually think they got taken away, is that you could be friends with someone, but you could make it that they don't show up on your page.
They still have that.
Like, you don't see anything that they post, do they? Oh, because that was like the best thing. Because there's people like that I know, even family members, that if I were to unfriend them, it would probably start a war, but I don't want to see what they're posting. So I can make it that I don't see it and then go on with my life.
Oh, you could do that.
Yeah, you can still do that. I do that all the time with people.
Yeah, best thing ever. And then Instagram, really, it's unfortunately, I feel like most of the toxicity revolves around celebrities on Instagram because people have their own opinions on certain aspects of celebrities' lives and wow.
Well, that and also the excessive photoshopping.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about that, though.
And you have these people who go on, and then TikTok has become this also, where they want to be famous. And so they're like Instagram influencers or whatever. And it's, you're 12. Get out of here.
Right? No.
It's like everyone needs to realize like what is posted on Instagram is only a smidgen of a person's life.
Yeah.
And there's no way that person's life is as perfect as they make it out to be. Sorry. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're a celebrity. I don't care if you're an influencer. I don't care if you're Joe Schmo from Albuquerque. Your life is not as amazing as you post online.
But the funny thing is that there have been actually some former influencers that have come out and said that, yeah, I had to quit because it was just exhausting, constantly coming up with new stuff to post for whatever 1,000 followers they managed to get.
Yeah.
And they just had burnout and depression and anxiety over it.
Yeah. But then Tumblr has its toxicity because you could do that anonymous comments thing. So,
like, oh God, don't even get me started on.
You don't like what someone's writing, you can anonymously comment that they are the worst person in the world and they should whatever. But regardless of all that, it's just like Twitter is just in a whole different league in terms of toxicity. Just a whole different. Again, I agree TikTok is getting up there. Tumblr is definitely there at some points. But just if you hate something or hate someone or you just want to ruin people's lives, go on Twitter and just put it out there.
Yeah.
And that's like the whole thing, like that whole Elon's freedom of speech. When you're a private company, when you create a login for this site, they have their rules and regulations. If you break them, like you break a law, you get consequences. It's freedom of speech, not freedom of consequence. Sure, say whatever the heck you want. But guess what? If it goes against what the policies are of that company, you get in trouble. You get banned.
Yeah,
you can't sit there and say, oh, that's against my freedom of speech. No, it's not. You were allowed to say what you wanted to say, but there's consequences that come with that.
Yeah, if you say something somebody doesn't like, you're allowed to say it, but it doesn't mean that they may not want to punch you in the face.
Exactly. Exactly. That's all. But yeah, so anything else we want to add about the crapshoot that is Twitter?
I guess not, but hey, if you guys are interested, we will maybe talk about other social media platforms since this is like an unofficial series.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we've talked about a couple other social media platforms before.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Catch us next time.
And see what we're going to talk about.
Because the three fates decide.
Are you ready to wow your friends with trivia tidbits about your favorite books and authors? Join me, Jess.
And me, Rachel.
On our new Book Trivia Podcast.
Each episode, we kick off with some fun book trivia, then dive into our featured read with plenty of juicy behind-the-scenes insights.
If you love books, authors, and a side of silliness, then why not give us a listen?
Find us at booktriviapodcast.com or on Reddit, Instagram, and Substack, where we are Book Trivia Podcast.